Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in SDPB Sioux Falls studio. And today we bring you Moment in Sound with Matt D. He performs later tonight at the Copper Room in Yankton. That's at 8:30 local time. Plus, he opens for Burlap Wolf King this Sunday at Levitt at the Falls, beginning at 4:30 p.m. And the Hemingway of the Highway returns to SDPB for Moment in Sound. Hey, Matt, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me back. I appreciate it.
I just love saying Hemingway of the Highway, so I'm just going to say it three or four times.
Right? Well, I'm flattered, so thank you.
All right, let's talk about this sort of new transition that you're in, doing some solo projects, solo work.
Yeah. After 13 years, the Profane Saints ended. So kind of getting my sea legs, figuring things out as far as how I'm going to navigate as a solo singer-songwriter. So far it's working out okay.
Is there a grieving process to when a project ends, when a group ends? How do you probably have you had to do that, go through that process before?
In college, but those aren't really serious bands. You know, it's you know, those are your buddies, and you're just having fun, and everybody moves away and goes home, but with this, it was a real labor of love. It was hard to know it was time, but it was time.
Right.
And so, I'm still grieving it. It's still tough, but you got to keep moving forward. So the past is the past. You got to keep going down the road.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Do you see that showing up in your creative process?
Yeah.
That, you know, you'll recognize, this is me processing something here.
Yeah. I'm not really writing a lot about the band stuff because I would say 95% of all the memories I have with the band are great, you know? And so at the end, which is kind of like the 5%, that's tough. But at the same time, I have such great memories playing and working with those guys. And so it's just fueling me. It's trying to kind of reframe your mindset, you know, where you got to go and where you got to be in the future. That's the hard part.
Right.
Kinda realizing those guys aren't there anymore, you know.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about trust as far as, you know, you sit down with the work saying, like, it's been there before, it's going to be there again, one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you just got to keep moving forward. You either realize it's time to stop or you say, I'm not done. And I said, I'm not done. And so whatever door is open, you just got to keep your eyes open, ready for those opportunities. So like the Sunday, great opportunity, you know, you show up, you do it. Finding some new places to play. Copper Room's a new room. I've never played there before. So, it's cool. There's opportunities everywhere. You just got to look for them.
Well, there are an awful lot of people who are awfully glad that you're not done.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
Couldn't imagine the scene without you. So,
thank you.
What would you like to play for us first here today?
I'm going to play one from 2007. It's an older one, but this one's called Bound for Glory.
All right.
I sleep in an old basement cabin. I pray for the kingdom to come, but stale piss fills the air from the clothes that I wear. They're piled like rags in the afternoon sun. Broken dreams on the transistor radio. Static frequencies crackle and swell in my profession of faith. Well, it came 2 minutes too late for a forsaken soul to get well. But follow me to that old railroad station. Lay me down at the end of my days. Lord, baby, this train, it's still bound for glory. Despite all our rambling ways, I
time long forgotten. With my lackluster faith in decline, the hollow pipes bring the sound of all the dead underground. And my God, they're asking if you're still alive. And broken dreams play like songs on some jukebox. Some washed up old country saloon, and now the twang's wearing thin on this old wrinkled skin. And hell, it's only a quarter to noon. So follow me to that old railroad station. Lay me down at the end of my days. Oh baby, train is still bound for glory. Despite all our old rambling ways. I live on like a ghost in a daydream. Unfettered by passion or death, I'm gonna let that smoke in with this half-naked grin and all the smell of her love on my breath. With a broken dream on the transistor rail, static frequencies dance in the night, but my profession of faith, it came a minute too late for all the wrongs that'll never be right. So follow me to that old railroad station. Lay me down at the end of my days. Oh honey, this train, it's still bound for glory. Despite all of our old rambling ways. Yeah, honey, this train, it's still bound for glory. Despite all of our old rambling ways.
Matt D. on listener-supported SDP Radio for today's Moment in Sound. See, I can't personally live without that, so I'm really glad you're still going.
Thank you.
Here. Tell us a little bit about this performance at the Levitt and this new sort of venue that you will have burlap this weekend and others.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
To have something like this in Sioux Falls, and for what it does potentially for the community, what it does for the arts, what it does for culture here. Mm-hmm. I live three blocks from downtown in a historic district. I love it. I feel like I'm in the heart of an old city that's revitalized. So I get to walk downtown and see all this cool mm-hmm. stuff happening. And then to have something like this as an opportunity, one day I get a phone call or an email or a Facebook message and it was, hey, you want to play? Well, yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be honored. So, yeah. And then to work with someone as talented as Thomas and prolific as him and his group, fantastic people, people I've known for over a decade, and what an honor to be able to kick something off for him.
Yeah.
So. He's on a really cool journey too.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a pretty good crowd there.
This I hope so.
There's plenty of grass, but I'd say get there early.
Yeah.
What will you play for us next, please?
Well, I'm going to play kind of a sad song. I would say this would be a bad man ballad. So this is going to be called 40 Watt Moon. So. There's a beating heart in this old cage machine.
and a broken hymn that I can't bear to sing. There's a role we took on every dream that died, and our last sacred page on the passenger side. Oh, where our whiskey breath bent the metal roof. Yeah, but the love we brewed, it was 100 proof. From a dance floor still in some old ghost town saloon, the colored lights flashing in praise of a 40-watt moon. And I earned these bloodshot eyes on down a trail of tears to a broken hymn that I can't bear to hear. And there's a road we took, my God, it's running on. Lord, I chase after you, but hell, the transmission's gone. Where the gasoline just turned to sour mash, every gauge ran too hot and it lit up the dash. In a tumbleweed blaze and a smokestack perfume, and I'm gonna burn for our sins by the light, by the light of a 40-watt moon. Too hot and it lit up the dash in a tumbleweed blaze and a smokestack perfume. I'm gonna burn for our sins by the light, by the light of some old 40-watt moon.
D on Moment in Sound. Thank you so much for that. We're going to try to get one more song in before the break,
awesome,
if we can. So yeah. I think we'll go straight to what's next.
Okay. This is a song that was inspired by kind of the Old West. So that's all I'll say. I think it speaks for itself. So. Blackjack was my only friend.
back home in Junction Town. And the three card starts in my blood. Come lay your money down. Well, my father was a rambling kind. Yeah, my mother, she died young. He taught me all I need to know about the gambling girls and guns. Bound gambling girls and guns. In a darkened room, 12 hours from noon, yeah, she showed the world to me. I had to pay that last two bits of lead the night I set her free. I drift from place to place, it's in now I live life on the run. And I make my way from day to day off the gambling girls and guns. Off the gambling girls and guns. Well, they damn near took me down last spring just outside of Monterey. Yeah, I fought them all until they fell. Lord, I barely got away. Well, the law came busted in that night. It was a dozen men to one. Yeah, but I killed those bastards in the name of gambling girls and guns. Yeah, gambling girls and guns. But they left me weak, now my luck's run short, and hell, there's nothing left to do. So I'll pay some girl to lay with me before this night is through. One just the kind that I used to find, yeah, when I was wild and young. I might teach young mademoiselle a thing or two about gambling girls and guns, about gambling girls and guns. It was a darkened room, 12 hours from noon, yeah, just like it was before. Except the world spun black before my old listless body hit the floor. She slit my throat, she watched me die. Now my rambling days are done. And now I fear I'm bound by sin to all the gambling girls and guns. To all the gambling girls and guns. Rambling kind, yeah, my mother, she died young. Oh, and by God's grace, I'd see her face, but old daddy done me wrong. Yeah, the devil made a place for me. I hear it's hotter than the sun. But it's just as well, I'll burn in hell. For the gambling girls and guns, for the gambling girls and guns.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in SDPB Sioux Falls studio, and we have Moment in Sound with Matt D. You can see him later tonight at the Copper Room in Yankton. That starts at 8:30. And then show up at the Levitt starting around 4:30 this Sunday. He's going to play on the Levitt stage, followed by Burlap Wolf King. That's just going to be a big crowd. So come early, park, get your food at the food truck, and enjoy a couple of great shows.
Yeah, yeah. Supposed to be good weather.
And it's supposed to be good weather.
It's supposed to be very good weather. All right. Yeah, we're excited for it.
I want to talk a little bit about writing, because the last time you were with us, one of the things you talked about was finding these characters, you know, and sort of inhabiting these other people's lives, telling a story that somehow becomes true and universal and yet very specific. And so let's talk a little bit about your writing process and what's appealing to you about finding somebody else's story and writing your way into it.
It's great fun to be the narrator because you have a lot of power over the story. And sometimes the stories write themselves, and sometimes it's just something that hits you. I remember driving on a highway one night, and I saw the back of a semi-truck that said, "This truck makes more money after midnight." And I'm like, well, that's a song title. And so I just wrote a song based on a sticker I saw in the back of a semi-trailer. So sometimes it's really simple. Other times it's different moods, different feelings that call things up, and it's always better to get your point across when it's about a fictional character than if it's about you, because if it's about you, then you've got to open up this door to your heart that me as a songwriter personally, I don't like opening that much. Right. I did it on one album, and the next one I got coming up, I'm going to do it again. So the next one will be very, very personal. Like it was Plank Road Drag that I put out in 2010, which was a huge open door into Matthew, you know. The other ones are just fun stories. Just I like highways. I like bad men. I like bad women. I like all those things that people are great to, the human condition, you know.
Right.
I love that. So those are the things that inspire me, but, you know, when you kind of open the floodgates a little bit, it gets a little bit more personal, but they, as long as it resounds with people and somebody finds their own meaning in it, I think that's what makes a good story.
Do you get that kind of feedback from people where
they
will tell you in a very specific way that resonated with them personally? Yeah.
I did a song called Ford Marriage, and it was about a guy who was in love with a girl in a small town, and they practically got married in their pickup. And then he's looking back, and they're not there. And every time he passes through that town, he always thinks of her and what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And just a made-up little folk song, just kind of a sad song.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me, and he said, "That was my life, man. I live that. I live that, man." He said, "It's like you just opened up, you know, a window into what I went through and what I've experienced." And that was really, really cool to hear. Sad, but very cool that I love it when people are like, "Boy, that hits me. That gets me. I get that. I identify with that." I think that's what's beautiful about art. So,
So there are stories like that from writers and musicians and art makers who will say either two artists came up with a very similar story or somebody will say, "This is my life," in this very weirdly specific way.
Yeah.
And they have different theories sort of why that happens.
Yeah.
Some believe this is just sort of a magic, you know, that this is just the magic of being alive and of art. And other people are like, "Well, there just aren't that many stories to tell."
So
what are your thoughts when something happens and someone says, "That's my life"? You said something that happened to me or that is so true for me. How do you sort of think about that in the broader artistic sense?
When it becomes personal, it's more powerful than if it's just generalized. Anybody can write a song about a highway or a cool car or a guy who likes gambling girls and guns. I mean, there's tons of characters like that in real life and fiction. But when somebody comes up and says, "Yeah, I get that. I feel that." That's the power of storytelling. It's the power of poetry. It's the power of music. It's the power of sculptures on streets. Anything that someone can identify with that says, "Yes, you know, that moves me," either being positive or negative. Yeah. I think it's a huge catalyst just for life, you know? And I think, I definitely think there's a thread of humanity, a spirit that winds it all together, you know, that kind of, we all feel the same things. We feel them differently, and we've all gone through different things, but there's that common thing. We're all really, in a sense, one. We're life, you know? And eventually, our life will be gone, and somebody else's life will be there, and what do they have? They have our stories. They have our art. They have our experiences. So that's my view on it.
Beautifully said.
Yep.
What song would you like to play for us next?
Well, I always have to do a song that I wrote about South Dakota when I'm on South Dakota Public Radio. So this one is Going Out to the Black Hills. It's called Sawmill Road.
To the riverbed off of Black Hills Shore, where the creek turns red off a Rapid City ribbon of dirt without a ticket to ride. I left some cigarette girl there for the devil in a big black Buick quoting John the River. Later on that monumental getaway with a Lakota Sioux bride. My little pine top sugar in a hot rod six, she keeps on moving like a wrecking machine back to the land of the sticks. Carry the dead, yeah, from the sawmill road, good Lord, down to the riverbed. I took a sawmill road to the riverbank off of Black Hills Shore, where a freight train sank, yeah, off of Rapid City ribbon of dirt, strip off the spot back the edges. I left the reservation woman with the engineer on a tripped out chopper with a bucket of beer, but I joined that decorated motorcade before they pulled into Sturgis. My little pine top sugar in a hot rod six, moving like a wrecking machine back to the land of the sticks. I got a beaked up chopper on a half a tank from a sawmill road, good Lord, down to the riverbank. Chopper on a half a tank from the sawmill road.
Matt D, today on our Moment in Sound, and we're going to have time for one more song.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. If you have one more song for us.
I have one more song. Thank you.
take a wide road, pull into the turnstile diner in the shadows of a lustrous night, with a smokehouse waitress marinating in a river born of bourbon under blood red light. Drink a swill so hot it'll cook your spit, yeah, where the sugar never touched no cream. Hell, the mud's so sacred that it's practically a legend. Don't you criticize a goddamn thing. Take a wide road, pull into the turnstile diner where the lonesome go to lose their way. And you can gnash your teeth while you chew a little coffee with the angel of the lost highway. The angel of the lost highway. Stag, take your last good drag, flick the ashes off the concrete tile. Broken bottles from the dirge, pours the ravage and purge on every drifter down a podunk mile. Just find an angel that'll do for a night or two in the darkness of a sumptuous dive. Let it ramble and roll till you're ready to forget a boy you're never getting out alive. Down at the motel stand, take your last good drag, hell, they hope you will enjoy your stay. And you can blow your dime on a starlet that was mine, known as the angel of the lost highway. The angel of the lost highway. There's a chapel up ahead where they're singing with the dead, yeah, to the rhythm of a five-string drum. An aching body still collide while they rush it inside like they're calling down the kingdom come. Drink a swill so clear it'll cast out fear, out where the copper turned the cornmeal sour. I'm singing get back Satan on that road behind with the shakers at the judgment hour. Well, there's a chapel up ahead where they're singing with the dead, and those sinners go to kneel and pray. We're singing get back Satan on the road behind to that angel of the lost highway. The drinker's will so clear it'll cast out fear, where the lonesome go to lose their way. Just leave your faith behind with the rambling kind and that angel of the lost highway. Lost highway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For that. You know, we're sitting here in this studio with these big windows and people are walking their dogs and going to lunch and people are listening. You know, I sometimes get blown away by just life going on all around while this is happening and people listening to their radio.
Yeah.
Some of them have stopped in their cars and there's such an influence and a ripple effect to what you do. Do you ever stop it? Can you stop and think about that? Or does that become like then all of a sudden there's pressure to do it in a different way?
No, you just got to do it. If you feel the need to do something, you have to do it. Unless it's breaking the law or hurting somebody.
Right.
No, I mean, just in an artistic process.
Right.
I think you feel that you need to create, you need to do it, and you put it out there. And they can love it or they can hate it. But don't pay attention to the critics. Everybody's going to have an opinion on something.
Yeah.
But focus on those connections. Focus on where it resounds, because it does resound somewhere.
Yeah. What's the artist's role in our society right now? Is that change over time? Is it, you know, universally stays the same? It's always...
I think there are people that are politically motivated, and I think that's good. I think that they should always try to invoke change as they see it. And I think that's deeply personal. I think there's also a spiritual element to that, and everybody has their own thoughts, and I think we all draw from the same pool. That's my belief. Mm-hmm. But and then I think there's, you know, a social and cultural thing where it enriches, it challenges. Break the paradigm, you know? Nothing stays the same. Mm. The trees, the grass, the earth, that's going to stay the same. But even that's changing, you know? But in our lifetime, you know, we even affect change on that. So I think there are things that are permanent. There are things that are going to be here a long time after we're gone. What do you want to leave for everybody else? What, you know, where are those connections for you? I think that's what the artist's job is, because you look at something hanging on a museum wall, you look at some of those years that it was done. Sometimes it's 50 to 100 years before it even hangs on the wall and that person's gone. Yeah. But you're seeing a glimpse into that person's life and work, and I think that's important.
Come see Matt D this Sunday at Love It at the Falls. They kick off at about 4:30, and tonight at the Copper Room in Yankton, 8:30. Pick up some CDs, well worth your time. Matt, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much. It's been great.